Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one Ellen DeGeneres buys a $27 million mansion in California, months after freaking out about Trump and selling her house in the United Kingdom. Looks like her rural countryside LARP didn't last very long now, did it? I'll give them $35 for that house instead. Obviously, the paper covering this story and saying it's only $27 is the Daily Compost, and they aren't even checking their headlines before publishing stories. Also, that's brave of her purchasing stolen land under a dictatorship. Moving on, this woman is wondering why Muslims hate white Christians so much, and yet they still immigrate to mostly white Christian countries. Isn't that strange? Not at all. They just love money more. Plus, they get to come and destroy the West as well. Also, it's not technically immigration, but more like invasion, and the goal is to destroy Western civilization because they're envious and want everyone to only see Islam as the viable civilization, if you can actually call it that. Number three, here's what women do when acting in a kids' show isn't paying the bills anymore. Looks like she's going from the big comfy couch to the casting couch. To be honest though, I thought Lunette was pretty hot, and I had a crush on the actress Alison Court. She was one of the best things that came out of Canada. It was on Owl TV back in the early 90s, and here's a picture of her at the age of 53. Still boinkable after all these years. Up next, make it all make sense in the UK. The man on the left received 19 months for assaulting a 6-year-old, punching a woman and then socking a police officer in the abdomen. But the man on the right chanted out, "Who the F is Allah?" and he got 30 months. At this point, if Canada introduces the same thing, I might have to leave to Serbia for half the year and then use my Canadian passport to travel to the United States for the other half of the year, because I don't want to go to prison for putting out content like this. Number 5, people wonder why small children in Japan ride the subway alone. How about because there's no enrichment? No Indians, Muslims, or blacks in a high-trust society. Kids used to ride the New York City subway alone back in the 1950s and early 60s. Also in Japan, there is a 99% conviction rate, so it makes criminals think twice, unlike in the West where they just let criminals back on the street to keep grabbing them kiddos. Moving on is in wild how much Netflix has been blackwashing history lately. But then again, the term blackwashed is quite the oxymoron. I'd say it's more of a cultural erasure. Of course, the only individual they substitute a white child with is a violent murderer. Sounds about right. The thing to do is just watch older films because Hollyweird and Netflix can't make anything new anymore. Good luck finding old films on streaming though. Your only hope is on eBay or at your local thrift shop, buying Blu-rays or DVDs, or of course sailing the high seas online. Number 7, Lynn says that women need to start using men for sex, sleeping with them and then ghosting them, giving men a taste of their own medicine. They should also pay for dates and be romantic too. That would really hurt. Women like this are too dumb to realize that the punishment is actually the reward. Women probably think that men would get pissed off about it and complain on X, which we wouldn't. If they seriously want to hurt us, they'd have to date us for a few months and then dump us. That's the maximum pain for men. Up next, employers can no longer count on college grads to be smarter than average, as college students' average IQs have collapsed. Something tells me that the college kids pictured here are too white as Wonder Bread. 2 years ago, I went to a college graduation in Hamilton, Ontario, and it was a sea of Oreo and chocolate-colored kids. I only saw about 5% of the graduates looking anything like the ones you see in the picture down below. Number 9, you go on a first date and she wears this. What do you do? I'd ask her where she got the t-shirt. I'd tell her I'm asking for a friend. I'd also make the assumption that she's trans because women are rarely that funny. I'd also question the accuracy of that shirt because I think dolphins are too smart to be Nazis. I think what's more disturbing than that shirt is that she actually looks like she's only 12 years old. Unfortunately, tons of perverts like that. Moving on, the average woman these days doesn't know the terrible toll putting on all that extra weight does to a man's social status. Unless he's a black man, of course, then she elevates it. Or if he's a chubby chaser and doesn't care about the social stigma, then that's fine. But this one looks about 35. But no fat cells after the age of 28 or 29 as they start to stink. And they age rapidly from all the visceral fat that surrounds their organs and elevates inflammation. Number 11, here's a fatso that hasn't even hit 28 and she probably already smells. None other than Billie Eilish. How does one become obese as a vegan? By eating lots of carbs, of course. She wears baggy clothes all the time to hide her flabulous body. Whatever happened to fat empowerment? I feel sorry for that dog. You can just see the pain in his eyes. One too many peanut butter sessions, perhaps. She also looks kind of dead inside, standing on stolen land. Up next, here's a good news, bad news story. The bad news is this is Amira and she's Canada's Islamophobia envoy. The good news is that Prime Minister Mark Carney got rid of her role. But the ugly news is that she's being replaced with a new council of experts on hate and racism. She looks harmless, but I'm sure that the new council is getting ready to put people like me in prison in Canada. At the first whiff of them going after people for so-called hate speech, I'll be leaving the country. Number 13, jellyfish have no heart and brain, and they have no idea about their existence. Sounds like most of the people I know, they were just going with the flow. What I still can't believe is that there are jellyfish out there that can revert back to their younger form and technically become immortal, so long as they don't die from disease, predation, and environmental hazards. Imagine human women reverting back to teenagers when they hit the wall. Wouldn't that be a nightmare? Moving on, in the United States and Canada, pending home sales are at their worst level since the Great Financial Crisis. Nothing to see here, folks. Keep on moving along. Just like there was nothing to see in 2007 except for a little gully. Prices in most of Canada have started to reset, but they still have to in the United States. But I think it's too late for many boomers. The new American dream is for the young to own financial assets like Bitcoin, AI stocks, and gold. I'm sure those will correct too after the housing market does as well. Number 15, in 1994, the US military proposed building a gay bomb that would make soldiers sexually attracted to each other. Was it filled with soy, perhaps? But seriously, was it dropped on every large American Canadian cities in secret because everyone is going gay or trans these days? Looking at all the American male generals over the last 10 or 15 years, I think they were exposed to that weapon. So there's a good chance that they tested it on themselves. Up next, guess who's based and wasn't in the Epstein files? That's right, Mel Gibson. And he once said that John Lennon deserved to get hit by that boomstick. And him saying stuff like this is just making him even cooler. But I think that he's wrong. I think it's Loco Yoko that should have been taken out instead. She was the really bad influence on him. She's still around and I wouldn't be upset or disappointed if something happened to her. If Lennon wasn't with her, he still might be alive today. Number 17, what is something a woman does that makes her instantly unattractive to you? Only one thing. How about a septum ring, being fat, having tattoos, purple hair, a feminist attitude, and of course the most important thing, a penis. Other things that make women unattractive are high notch counts, women that bring chaos and not peace to your life, them cutting their hair short, refusing to cook or clean. There are too many things to mention. Moving on, this homeless escort reveals how she ended up marrying a millionaire. Homeless? Really? How many attractive women have you actually ever seen who are actually homeless? They always get on welfare. As for how she married him, look at that 35 to 40 year age gap. I wonder how many boomer guys are going to squander their wealth like this and have their children receive nothing from them. For her, being homeless just meant staying at a hotel after her John left. Number 19, here's another crazy couple. This Canadian woman left her husband to be with her musician boyfriend. And she was found in a suitcase dumped on a garbage skip. And you just know that the baggage was over the 50-pound weight limit. Looks like even Fidel might be proud of this one. On the bright side, it looks like the husband came out the best because he no longer has to pay any alimony. This is one of the reasons I stay away from Latin American countries. I found human remains once in Mexico in a reef, and I won't be going back. Up next, what the hell happened to the son of Jennifer Lopez? What did she do to him? Looks like she's been starving him and getting him ready for his transition. Basically grooming abuse. Either that or he's never heard a leg day at the gym before. But seriously, it looks like she can't afford food. What kind of a mother is okay with this happening to her very own kid? If his mother was Italian, I'm sure he'd have the opposite problem right now. Number 21, here's another story about a woman behaving badly. This mother of five accused a good Samaritan that gave her a lift home of raping her. She received 2 years for the false allegation in prison, but I'm sure she's going to be out a lot sooner than that. And just know his reputation and life will still probably be ruined. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's out in the big house in only 6 to 12 months. After all, who's going to indoctrinate those five kids? Moving on, according to the British Museum, half of Japan's samurai were women. And let me guess, the other half were black. They might even throw a few trans ones in there for good measure. I'm old enough to remember a time when Britain was in the laughingstock of the world. But technically half the samurai were women, because it simply means servant and not warrior. It's a social class and not necessarily a job description. But the museum probably didn't mention that fact. Number 23, this Indian couple in Texas ripped off many elderly people of their life savings, worth around $55 million. This is just a taste for Americans. Come to the Toronto area where 20% of the people look like this. Here are even more Indians involved in the same scam. Indians make the Somalis look like saints. There's a reason that people in Europe used to call them gypsies, because they would gyp you. It's not racism, but reality, because their moral system is based on ripping other people off before they can rip them off. Up next, and continuing the theme of India, Google is sending jobs to a massive complex in Bangalore because of H-1B visa fee hikes. So outsourcing is now the strategy of choice instead of bringing workers in from India. Got it. But on the bright side, at least Americans don't have to deal with the second order effects like the fraud, as well as higher housing and education costs. I like the Florida panhandle because after a month, I've only seen two Jeets, and that was in South Asian food stores. Number 25 and the last one, it's almost over for women. Droida presents the first biomimetic robot that can recreate human micro-impressions and can walk like a real woman. The robot Moya even maintains a temperature like a human woman. It's still way too expensive at $173,000, but over time prices will decline. It's still cheaper to travel to Thailand for now. All the industries used to control male sexuality like OnlyFans, divorce courts, restaurants, and custody battles are all about to die. Notice also that these robots don't look like liberal Karens. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.